These experiences are at the heart of the world's great religions. Not surprisingly, RSMEs are commonly reported across all cultures. For instance, a 1990 Gallup poll assessing the incidence of RSMEs in the American adult population revealed that more than half, 54% of the persons polled, answered yes to the following question. Have you ever been aware of or influenced by a presence or a power, whether you call it God or not, which is different from your everyday self? RSMEs can have life-changing effects and lead to a marked psycho-spiritual transformation. In line with this, the U.S. General Social Survey of 1998 found that 39% of those polled have had an RSME that has changed their lives. This high incidence of RSMEs in the American adult population indicates that such experiences should be considered normal rather than pathological. This is an important point given that, historically, psychiatry has attempted to pathologize RSMEs. One of the main contributors to this state of affairs was Sigmund Freud, who claimed that the experiences of mystics could be reduced to a regression to primary narcissism. Standing firmly against this conception, Abraham Maslow, one of the founders of transpersonal psychology, the branch of psychology that recognizes that spiritual, mystical experiences provide important insights about the nature of reality and can be studied scientifically, hypothesized that RSMEs are a sign of mental health. This hypothesis is supported empirically by the results of studies showing that people reporting RSMEs score lower on psychopathology measures and higher on psychological well-being scales than people not reporting such experiences. The psycho-spiritual transformation that often follows RSMEs can involve changes in thoughts, emotions, attitudes, core beliefs about self and the world, and behaviors. Maslow's work and that of other pioneers such as James and Hardy has shown that RSMEs are commonly associated with a transcendence of the personal identity and an enhanced sense of connection to and unity with others and the world. This process of self-transcendence awakens one to one's transcendental or spiritual self. It is noteworthy that similar changes are frequently seen in NDEers following their NDEs. Thus, spiritual values of love and compassion for oneself, others, and nature, and acquiring knowledge about the divine, often become much more important after NDEs, whereas such values as wealth, status, and material possessions become much less important.